Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, many of us found new ways to do things over the last few years, whether it was going to a church service online or perhaps seeing a doctor on a video call. But Evelyn O'Rourke has been finding out about one Zoom service for patients at St James's Hospital that has been so successful. It has carried on and it has thrived. And Evelyn is here now. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So you went along to the physio department to meet the team who are involved here with cancer patients.
I know, I'm trying to find positive post-lockdown stories, Claire. So this was a great one. I went along to the St James's Hospital campus there in Dublin, home to the Trinity St James's Cancer Institution. They, of course, have patients coming to them from all over the country for care. And while there's been a lot of focus, rightly, on the treatment for cancer patients, there is that growing awareness of the importance of supporting patients who are either living with cancer or after their treatment. So the physio team here, they've always offered rehab, of course, but they offer oncology rehab classes online. So patients can just log in at home, carry out this very important exercise session without having to trek into the hospital. And if you sign up for this, you get a Zoom link twice a week, 40-minute class, log on and get moving in your sitting room, no excuses. So when I called into St James's, I went to visit Dr. Gráinne Shiel, one of the main people behind this scheme. She and her physio colleague Amy were busy setting up an online class with patients across the country.
You can see people just logging in now to join. Send them a link once a week and they just click the link and join as they can.
See all the names popping up?
Yeah, all the names are popping up.
So this is just a regular part of your working week now?
Yeah, so we do two classes a week. Two online and two in person. I'm just going to let everyone in now. Good morning, everyone.
What do they need, Amy?
So you need a laptop, a tablet, just a device that you can connect through Zoom. So how's everyone feeling this morning?
Good.
So we're just going to do our usual class. So we'll start with our warm-up, followed by our two circuits, and then we'll do a little cool-down. Does everyone have their band or their weights just nearby? And maybe just a little sip of water. So just remember that, you know, we're mixed level in this class, so to take it at your own pace. Get your space going, and we'll start with our warm-up. So start moving the arms and the legs.
So Gráinne, the class is going on in the background, right? And Amy has the big screen, and she can see lots of the people taking part in this. It's just such a simple idea and we never thought of it before COVID.
Yeah, it's funny how you pivot and you realise that was the way to go. And the big thing is it's accessible. These are all patients who have been into the hospital many, many, many times. But they're moving into a different phase now and we want to be able to offer people support but without bringing them back into a big centre, if possible. And that's what we want to do, is have different models that suit the needs of different people. So if someone isn't necessarily a falls risk or a balance risk, that they're safe to do the exercises at home, that we are able to provide that and supply that for them. And we're also a very large centre. We have a huge number of oncology patients here, and it allows us to, I guess, make sure our class is accessible to as many of them as possible.
Well done.
So Evelyn, you first heard about those classes, though, from one of the patients involved. Is that right?
Yes, I'm always open to these conversations, Claire. I was out on another report in Wexford and a patient came called Steve Clune came running up to me and said, "You and Claire have to go and visit St James's. This is a brilliant service." So here we are. Listen, always available for those kind of opportunities. But he talked about the way that patients can lose confidence during treatment. You know, you can feel fragile, a little unsure of yourself. How far do you push yourself? But he said the point about this is that doing the classes under the watchful eye of a trained physiotherapist gives you really good reassurance. So here I am in James, as Steve was online in the classroom in Wexford, and he spoke to me afterwards.
They're so fantastic, Amy and the rest of our team. And it is really something to look forward to because it gives you the confidence, especially after an operation, that you can lift stuff, that you can move, that you can do that, because you might be afraid to move after the, or the wounds from the operation. But this gives you the confidence to walk, to stretch, to do everything. And then you feel that you can do anything. You feel normal and you know that each exercise you do, you have to do it for a certain time. Whereas if you were doing it on your own, you'd probably do it for just a few. And then when it got a little bit difficult, you'd stop. But the fact that it's timed, it keeps you going on it much quicker, you know. I really look forward to it every week, as well as all the rest of the exercise, walking and stuff. This is something that is so beneficial. And I think everybody feels the same, because I see that by the number of people that keep returning. It's fantastic that we can do it from home, that don't have to go to Dublin each time to do it, you know. It's excellent.
So that's the big thing for you, is that you're in Wexford, and yet all you have to do this morning is log on. You don't have to plan in a trip to Dublin for this or try and work around other appointments.
Exactly. And you see there yourself watching Amy, the effort that she puts into it as well. It's not just something that she does fill in the time. You can see that she looks, checks everybody. Is everybody okay? And they really put the effort into it.
I feel badly. You're a bit out of breath there. Grabbing
I am. I am. It's difficult to cheat on this. Yeah. After every session, I have to sit down and have a cup of tea and take about a half an hour to sort of wind down and before you go for a walk or anything. But knowing that you can do it, and it pushes you, and to do normal stuff during the day, then you know you're able for it because you can do it in the exercises.
Well, look, we can hear how beneficial it is from Steve there. And thank you, Steve, for suggesting that we cover this. Delighted to. And people are zooming in from all over the country, Evelyn.
Yeah, I mean, Steve mentioned there the practical side of it again, but also the privacy, because people can feel vulnerable after treatment. So this online version, of course, really works too. And in the classes, I mean, the team supports patients online from Longford and Mayo and Leash and Kilkenny and right across Dublin. And another person who's been in the class but has now recovered so well she's moved on to the maintenance programme is Helen O'Neill. And Helen had a tough experience with her breast cancer treatment back during COVID times. She's recovering so well now, though, Claire, that she is possibly planning to run the Dublin Marathon later this year. I know, really impressive. I went back to bed after that conversation. Here, Helen O'Neill tells us more about the positive impact that this service has had on her.
So it all started in August in 2021. I was diagnosed in mid-September. I would encourage anybody who had a lump of any kind to push for as quick an appointment as possible because it's important. And I had a bilateral mastectomy at that stage. I had to have an axillary clearance a month later. I also had chemotherapy. I had radiation treatment. A bilateral oophorectomy, which is where you have your ovaries removed because they needed to induce menopause so that I could have hormone treatment to reduce the chances of my cancer coming back. And the treatments continued up until I had the last surgery in May. So there was quite a lot involved in the treatment of the breast cancer.
So you're a classic case of somebody going from 0 to 60. You know, one day you're just living your life and the next thing you're trying to juggle a huge amount of invasive treatment. And yet you keep going because the promise of it is that there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. It was a hormone positive cancer. So they're able to treat it extensively. And the outcome was always going to be positive for me.
So we can say medically positive, but you're left, you know, a bit shattered by it all.
My body took quite a battering throughout. But the best piece of advice that they gave me was to start the physiotherapy classes. It was a rehabilitation class by Zoom at home. The small movements that we were doing at that class with other people who were in very similar situations, it was absolutely amazing how much it helped me get physically back on my feet. Because I was so stiff and sore after everything. You had privacy, because obviously my body had changed dramatically and I would have been very self-conscious about that. But the classes really helped with my movement and my getting back to a normal life, would you believe?
It's fantastic to have that facility on an ongoing basis. Like, I'm doing these classes since July and you're monitored by somebody who knows what they're doing and you can push yourself as hard as you want. Would you believe I have an entry for the Dublin City Marathon at the end of this year? So that's my goal.
God, good for her. That's extraordinary, really extraordinary. Now, this has really hit the mark, obviously, with the patients and the staff. And the plan then is to continue to develop it and to encourage others to roll it out, Evelyn. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, when they called in and they were hosting the session online, you can see why it appeals. And all the participants' faces were up on the screen. It's actually very moving to see all these people tuning in with their bottles of water and the determination on their faces. And Amy led them with it. She was so positive and encouraging. Great music, too. But that physio doctor, Gráinne Shiel, explained to me that they'd received funding from the Irish Cancer Society as well to help give hours to develop this service. She's also a firm advocate for the advantages of all this. And they have two things to say to you, Claire. First of all, if anybody is interested in finding out more, you can check out cancerrehabilitation.ie, which is a national website to help patients find services in their local areas. But we also, of course, have to give out a shout out to Daffodil Day. They've had a hard couple of years with, yes, Daffodil Day, so please pay attention to them. Irish Cancer Society on the 24th of March, they'll have all support. Anyway, here Dr. Shiel Gráinne tells us more about her hopes for this service.
I think the benefits of exercise are physical and they're also psychological, and we would see patients very anxious and very uncertain about the future. And our focus is on what we can do, you know, at that time and getting people looking forward. So what's the goal? Where do we go from here? What are you trying to get back to? And once we have the goals, we can help them to work on that. But it is a different mindset to treatment.
And what's interesting is we think of a clinical setting, a hospital, as doing the treatment part, not the what's next part. But that's where this service kicks in.
I do think that's changing. Even across the hospital with other colleagues, we're trying to do more now to support people with the what next part. But it is probably only in the last few years that we've put more of an emphasis on that. Some people call it survivorship. Some people call it living well after cancer. And sometimes it's living well with cancer. We would see patients in this service who will be on treatment indefinitely. And it's saying, OK, well, what about your quality of life? What are you doing to make sure that's as good as it can be? So we are taking a much broader view of treatment and how patients kind of go through their treatment journey and trying to support them at all parts in preparation. But our part here is mainly based around the recovery part or the what next part.
And the work that you're doing, you've an interesting relationship now with the Irish Cancer Society. Talk to us a little bit about how that has all come together.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We were supported by them to start a pilot clinic. I was very lucky with the Trinity College Exercise Oncology Group. We got a grant last year to focus specifically on survivorship in head and neck cancer. So that's one group that we will try now and work with. But that support and that encouragement from the Irish Cancer Society has allowed us to, I guess, trial some of these initiatives, really refine them and make them as specialised as we know they should be.
Dr. Grainne Shiel there, and our thanks to her and to Amy and to Steve who brought this to our attention, and of course to all the physio team at St. James's Hospital in Dublin, and Evelyn for bringing us that report.